This goes to Dr. Masti, M like Mary, A, S like Sam, T like Tom, I. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, middle name is Joy, J-O-Y, Ebnet. It's E, B like boy, N like November, I, T like Tom. Date of birth, October 3rd of 1942. Dear Dr. Masti, this is a consultation request for Mrs. Ebnet, who was sent for evaluation of increasing creatinine level. She has had elevated creatinine levels since November of 2021. Her creatinine has ranged between 1.0 and 1.1 with estimated GFR of 53 to 48. Then May 10th of 2022, the creatinine level increased to 1.5 with estimated GFR of 33 at that time. Therefore, a referral was made, and we will plan to repeat all labs, hoping that the level will return to her baseline of 1.0 to 1.1, otherwise we will do further labs and more frequent labs. She has had a difficult half year. She had some postmenopausal bleeding noted, and she ended up having an endometrial biopsy that was done under anesthesia. It could not be done in the office due to stenotic cervix. And she also had a referral to Dr. Liu, L-I-U, the local urologist, because on exam they found a urethral caruncle, C-A-R-U-N-C-L-E. So Dr. Liu did a cystoscopy February 16th of this year, and he did find a normal bladder, a normal urethra other than the urethral caruncle, and the bilateral ureteral entrances appeared normal. And the patient has had no further bleeding in the perineal area since that procedure has been done. She did have to have cardiac clearance prior to the procedure, and that was provided, and she had no difficulty with general anesthesia for the endometrial biopsy. She's been relatively healthy until the development of the postmenopausal bleeding, and she does have severe anxiety and is worried about her kidneys not working 100% at this point. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood or melena, no edema, no unusual rashes, no unexplained bruising, no recent weight loss or gain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, glaucoma, history of heart disease, hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis, osteoporosis, migraine headaches, postmenopausal bleeding, which was assumed to be urethral bleeding, anemia, the urethral caruncle, and anxiety. Past surgical history, she's had colonoscopies, initially one in 2002, and the repeat was in 2013. She had a cystoscopy of the bladder and urethra, 2/16 of 22, and endometrial biopsy done under anesthesia that was also negative for carcinoma or other pathology. Social history, the patient is married and lives with her husband. She's a retired teacher. She has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension, glaucoma, and prostate carcinoma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Demerol, that causes vomiting, and macrodantin causes rash. medications. She's on Hyzaar 100/25, one daily. Metoprolol, extended release, 25 milligram daily. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. And Centrum Silver for women, one daily. Vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily. Preserve Vision Eye Vitamins, one daily. Fosamax, 70 milligram weekly. And Tylenol, occasionally as needed for pain. Imitrex, if she has a migraine headaches, but that's rarely used. And Buziperone, one tablet twice a day as needed for anxiety. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, she is 5'6" inches tall, weight is 89 pounds. Blood pressure left arm sitting, adult size cuff is 120 over 70. Pulse was 71, respirations are 18. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, normal active bowel sounds. No hepatosplenomegaly, no hernias. Extremities, there's no edema, no rashes, brisk capillary refill, pedal pulses 2+ bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 10th of 2022. The creatinine was 1.5, as previously stated. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio showed a mild elevation of microalbuminuria of 34. Urinalysis was done 2/16 of 22. That is negative for blood and negative for protein. Her calcium is 9.4, sodium 135, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 27, glucose was 69. Her hemoglobin is 11.4, normal white count, normal platelets. Random total protein in the urine was slightly elevated at 14. The range is 0 to 12. Serum protein electrophoresis. She had polyclonal hypergammaglobulinemia with beta-gamma bridging, but no M spike detected. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. Labs need to be repeated now. The patient believes that she was started on Cozaar, and in addition to the hydrochlorothiazide she had previously been on within the last year. She's unsure of the exact date that was added, but the slight increase in creatinine could be a medication effect secondary to the use of the ARB. We would like to see if the creatinine is still at the 1.5 level, or hopefully that's actually back down to 1.1 and 1.0 level. We're also going to have the patient do free light chains, immunofixation and parathyroid hormone, in addition to renal chemistries and a CBC. We are going to schedule her for a kidney and bladder ultrasound in Elma. She did have a post-void bladder scan done in Dr. Liu's office, LIU, and that was negative for urinary retention. The patient will continue to follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use, and she'll be rechecked in this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.